go to John in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 970 AM, Immaculate Radio. John, your question for Carla Broussard.
Hi. The question I had was, I know the church is very thorough in terms of vetting the miracles that they use to categorize, for people to become proclaimed blessed and then ultimately canonized.
Right.
But one of the things that I always found kind of perplexing was that even though the miracle seems to be very well attested to, the I can only imagine in situations like that, lots of people are praying. They're probably praying in a variety of different ways.
Right.
How do we know that the intercession of the saint is what actually led to the miracle rather than somebody else praying to some other saint or somebody else praying to, God,
Jesus,
and so forth. So how do we know that?
Yeah, John, this is an excellent question, brother. And to be honest with you, I don't know, the exact procedures that are taking place by the Vatican when they're investigating miracles and and attributing the miraculous effects to the intercession.
Can I just say, is it really hard for you to say, I don't know? Because you seem like just saying the words, I don't know, was physically painful for you, Carla.
I was eating some trail mix earlier, and it's not quite going down there yet. Thank you, Si, for the water. I'm sorry, John. No, I apologize for this.
The thing is, I don't think he's ever said, I don't know. Oh, no, he did say it earlier in this show.
Yeah.
But now,
So the exact procedure of how they would go about it, I'm not too familiar with. But my guess, John, would simply be that, when you have a family, when you have a family who is invoking the intercession in sort of a visible way, a concrete way, it's not just sort of this private thing where somebody comes and says, oh, I asked Bishop Sheen to pray for us, or I asked, whoever to pray for us. There would probably have to be some sort of visible act that would signify this particular saint's intercession was invoked in a very particular and intentional way. Now, I don't know if there's certain procedures that they go through to identify that, but I think that would be a reasonable guess on my part to say that there would have to be some sort of visible manifestation that this saint was invoked for this particular effect. And if that could be determined by whatever evidence is available, well, then they would be able to attribute the miraculous effect to the intercessory prayer of that particular saint. Does that make sense, John?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'd have to do a little research to try to figure out, exactly how they would go about doing that. It's a great question that's definitely worthy of research. So,
can I give you an example that I actually remember?
Go ahead, yeah.
Edith Stein, when she was made a saint, it was a little girl in Boston who had overdosed and her liver was destroyed and she was dying. And so the family actually asked many, many people for prayers from Edith Stein, or Teresa Benedicta was her religious name.
Yeah.
And the little girl, her name was Teresa Benedicta.
Wow.
So there were all these things that pointed to the intercession of Edith Stein in the healing of this girl.
A lot of times too, Si, and John, if you're still on the line with us, is that, a lot of times family members will use a particular relic. Getting back to our earlier caller about relics, if a particular relic of a saint is used, then that would be sort of a visible indication that this saint is invoked in a particular way for this particular effect, and that would give those who investigate the situation good evidence that the effect is attributable to the saint's intercession.
Thank you so much, John.